So Kate, as you're starting to develop as an entrepreneur, when was the first point that you decided, hey, I could commoditize this piece of legal knowledge for the benefit of others and sort of start to sell that in a way that an entrepreneur would?
Yeah. So part of what happened in my journey, I started at a big law firm, which was amazing. Then I had an opportunity to go in-house at a big hospital in Canada. So the Center for Addiction and Mental Health is Canada's largest mental health hospital. I was their in-house counsel for almost 5 years. While I was there, I started to see how legal advice, external legal advice, came in and fell flat, came in and was heard and received by one person and then didn't go anywhere. And I started to think, as a business person receiving information, that it needs to have a package and it needs to stay somewhere for that historic learning so that the corporation learns from advice. So that was probably my starting point. Then I started my own law firm with friends. And in that new law firm, I started to provide services to smaller healthcare organizations. What I think you will find in many countries is that the only healthcare services that receive real legal advice are the large ones. So small little teams very rarely get advice. They may go to their professional association or their community and say, hey, how are you all doing this? But I wasn't finding that smaller teams were getting legal advice, but they had the same complexity of issues. I found out that many of these teams had very small legal budgets. So they could get $1,500 or $3,000 and they could spend that on legal services, not the hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars that bigger corporations had. But they all have the same legal issues that kept coming up. And so my brain, part of what my brain does is it finds patterns and it finds, why is this the same thing that is reoccurring for all of these different groups? And so I started to decide, and because when I would come up with the solution for one group, that concept meant that they would have to spend, like if I was going to bill them for my time, for me to develop a solution might be a $15,000 project. Well, nobody had $15,000 in a publicly funded healthcare system in Canada. We don't have $15,000 to spend on legal fees for each thing. But then I thought, wait a minute, what if I charge them $1,000 and then I found 30 agencies that have the same issue and I sell it 30 times? Now I'm making twice as much as it took me to develop the solution. All of these organizations are thrilled because it's an amazing, high quality solution. So, but I have found an audience. So I can charge 30 groups for that solution, but the value is something palatable to each of those groups. So that was where the magic was. And I just get so much more joy out of finding solutions that work for my clients, as opposed to trying to squeeze out of them funds that they don't have. And then again, from a Canadian publicly funded healthcare system that don't give good value to the citizens of Canada. So that all of that kind of came together. And that just exploded.
That's such a great story, because when you look across the business landscape, you can see this same theme unfolding. Let's take the topic of human resources. Little companies can't afford to spend thousands and thousands on HR advice. If they get bad HR advice, though, it could cost them their entire company. And we were just got done interviewing Chad Jenkins. I don't know if you know Chad, but
I do.
He did the same thing. He started, you know, building some HR resources within his own company and realized, man, the stuff that I'm doing here, I could sell. So he creates a separate HR company and spins that off and just sold that recently. And the thing about it is, the beauty of it is not that it's making you a ton of money. The beauty is it's making you money and you're saving good people hard-earned money that is doing good in the world.
I have found that this market is so grateful for good quality advice that they're the best kind of client anyway. They're so happy to work with a high quality provider because their option is no advice, or, you know, working with Kate and her team and they get high quality advice and they can afford it. It is, they're that is something that has been magical too, is that, and for so many entrepreneurs, I would just recommend that you're looking for these pockets of underserved clients, because they want what you have to offer. They might not be able to afford it. I think there's so much messaging now about, well, if somebody can't afford it, you know, they're not your right client. But what I found was they're smart. So I work with healthcare providers. These are smart, compassionate people. Now I'm working with a size of company that's also grateful, and they're also happy to work with me. How often as a lawyer do you find a client that's happy to work with you? Like, it's a beautiful combination. So I do feel, you know, in terms of the concept of work, when you can connect, and I know I love my clients. I respect these people. I want them to succeed in the world. I want to find solutions. This is my goal in life. I want to find solutions so that it eases them, because they're trying to ease the pain of their patients. I want to be part of that. So it inspires me to be more creative. They're really happy to get it. They're happy to pay for it. I don't have billing issues. Nobody is, you know, worried about what I'm charging them. And I have found, because there are, for example, hundreds of family health teams, if I create something once, I can sell it. I can sell it at least 40 times, or I can sell it 100 times. That's amazing. And I invite all of you to look for these communities who want what you have, and you can package it in a way that you can sell it in multiples.
So drilling down a little bit more, Kate, on the business model of this, are some products sort of subscription-based, or are some just one-off, or how do you package it specifically?
Yeah, and I experiment. So this is an ongoing experimentation, but even like for at least the last 9 years, a couple of things that I do. So one thing is I will package up a lot of anybody who's serving a group that has compliance issues. They have to have a policy. They have to do a training. What I have done is I've developed the policy and the training, and they get that for a fixed fee. So that is very implementable. Everybody has to comply with the same things. I then can customize those policies and those trainings for their specific type of healthcare organization. So, you know, you can do all kinds of different business models. What I have found has been hugely useful is creating customization within these products. So I can do family health team customization. I can do mental health customization. I can do hospital customization. You all, if you're not in the healthcare field, might think, isn't that all the same thing? But actually, sometimes the story is slightly different, or the example needs to be slightly different. And when you can speak in their exact voice, using the exact examples that they're experiencing, that's huge value to them. So policies, training. I will also do things like, for example, I was finding that a lot of staff get called to court. Now, they only get called to court once, right? They're not always being called to court. A patient has a negative outcome, but not with respect to the healthcare service, but respect to maybe a motor vehicle accident. And the healthcare provider is being called to court talking about, well, what kinds of health services did you provide in response to the accident that they had, motor vehicle accident? And I kept getting these questions. And so one of the things I developed was a product to explain to their employer and to them what to expect when you get called to court.
Wow.
And so
that's huge.
It is huge. And so I have now used that hundreds of times, not within each organization, but between organizations. And so that advice, I wrote it down, I made it general. And then when it comes up, I can give specifics. So you have been subpoenaed, or you have a summons to witness. So there, again, there's some customization that has to happen, but it now comes in a nice PDF. So I have a one-on-one conversation, but then they get a tangible takeaway that the organization, again, archetypal products that they can leave behind, so that when the next manager has a staff person that gets called to court, they don't have to call me. They can do it themselves. They can take out that document and they can say, oh, here's what we generally have to do. And I built out scripts because what I found was that those staff, does anybody like going to court? Nobody likes to go to court. The only court exposure anybody gets is watching television, and you get anxious about what is that experience going to be. And so I built them scripts. Here's what you're going to say. And that made them feel more confident. And again, it's a takeaway that they can put, you know, they each individual got it, but then their manager also got it. So they could then, you know, it's only slight changes that happen in these circumstances. They could develop their own program internally. So that's another example of a product that I developed that has really worked. And now I just charge a flat rate for that kind of consultation.